Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, the resident shaman. I'm going to share with you my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and my conversations with spirits. For today's show, I took what I thought would be a very pertinent question at the moment, and that is how to restore and support optimism in the USA. And I decided to take this question to the lower world. Whenever one does a journey, one decides in advance, is it going to be to the upper world or the lower world? And for this one, I thought that the lower world would be good. But often with big questions, important questions, one would actually do two journeys, one to the lower world and one to the upper world. So I stepped into the tree trunk where I find the portal that I can enter and then go down and down and down and down, really a significant way going down and eventually arriving in the lower world. I actually landed in a very beautiful area. It was green. The ground was covered in moss. There were shafts of sunlight shining through the trees. And it was a new area. I didn't recognize it. But immediately I heard the sound of movement coming through the bushes. And straight away I saw one of my spirits that shows itself in animal form, which is characteristic of the lower world. And although I don't usually mention the identities of my spirits, I just keep that personal and private. This, I'll tell you about this one. This, he's an elephant. And he stood there and immediately he put his foot out for me to use as a giant step so that I could climb onto his back. And that gesture of him helping me, I immediately understood that that was already information relevant to the question. And the information coming from that gesture of offering me his leg to step onto in order to get onto his back is to say that we really need help from the spirit realm if we want to restore optimism in our country and in the world, really. In other words, we can't do it by ourselves, or we shouldn't try to do it by ourselves. It's much better if we get help. And I told him the question, when one must always be very clear and intentional, and I said that I've come with a request for my question to be answered, and my question being how to restore and support and promote optimism in this country, in the USA. And I expected that not only would the information that I got be helpful for in the USA, but would have implications for the rest of the world as well. So I was sitting on his back, and he took me immediately to a place that was very open. I was viewing an open outdoor plain, which was very flat, and other than a few bits and pieces of grass growing, there was nothing impeding the view. And I then understood that this was actually a really important part of the answer to the question, and that is that one of the important factors in restoring optimism is to be able to see things clearly, to have an unimpeded view of the terrain. And the implication here is that our perspectives are so cluttered that we can't see clearly, and therefore we can't discern what is really going on. Then, without realizing how it happened, I found myself actually on the ground with the spirit sitting next to me, and we were both just sitting quietly looking out, and I had an understanding that one element of response to the question is to be patient, that everything occurs in its time. And at the moment, we're at such a convoluted point in our American history, and that what is required, one of the things that is required, is to be patient. And he said that, of course, he understands that people are feeling desperate. Some people are feeling desperate, and people are hurting, and people are anxious. But he repeated something that was actually told to me on a previous journey, which had to do with a different topic, but the guidance is applicable now. And he said, to take care of what one can take care of in one's immediate home and work situation. The things that are a bit more seemingly under control, where one feels one can exert some kind of constructive and positive influence. That's where we should put our immediate attention and action, on improving things on the home front. He also then said that we should remember that nature still has its intuitive knowledge. And he gave an example that geese still fly north during the spring and summer. And what he meant by this is the importance of us remembering that although human affairs seem to be in such disorder, the deep wisdom of nature is intact. And then another spirit came and sat down on my left-hand side. So I had the spirit in animal form of the elephant sitting on my right, and this other one sitting on my left. And the other one in his animal form is actually a hunter. And what he was showing me was that a hunter has to be very patient. So this message of patience was repeated. And he also said that what a hunter does is goes to where the prey will show itself. And I wasn't exactly sure what he meant by this, but then I understood that what he meant was that just as the hunter has to be in the right place to wait for the prey to appear, so we have to be in the right place for optimism to appear. We've got to be in the right situation. We've got to be where optimism is most likely to occur. And what this really means is that we must be selective about which situations and people we surround ourselves with so that the experience of optimism is more likely. He also said that the ideal of optimism would be much better if we were leading simpler lives and we were closer to nature and to positive instinct. He said that the lack of optimism, or I guess we could call it pessimism, the pessimism that is so prevalent, is a reaction. And it's not necessarily an accurate assessment of the situation. It's a feeling, and people are letting their feelings overwhelm them. He said that that's the one big lesson here, the lesson of not being overwhelmed by our feelings. I think this was a really important point that he was making. And then another spirit came in. I was very lucky to be getting all this guidance and advice, and gave me a higher perspective overview. And that was that the earth will continue for millions of years more, and the saying, what will be, will be. The implication of this is that we should trust in the rightness of the universe. And the information that then flowed was that we should want to make the future better and not make the future worse, to believe that we can make the future better. And that's the motivational notion we should have, to do whatever we can, guided by the wish to make the future better. We can make the future better. That's the essential optimism. And the sort of summary statement that I got from this journey, and I really only got it afterwards. It was quite tricky to pull out the full meaning, but it sort of boiled down to this. Restoring optimism means believing that we can make a positive difference. We don't need to believe that the future will be better. We need to believe that we can think and act in ways that make a constructive difference. I thank the spirits. This was wonderful guidance that we received, and I returned up the beam to ordinary reality. Well, thank you. You've been listening to Neil of the Chakra Show, and we have to go on our break now, and when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals. Thank you.